It's time for Malvern and Wildcat basketball on 106.7 WMVI and malvernandradio.com. Wildcats basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live on Monday evening, not at the bank, Alan Buck, but live from Forest Park High School as they're set to take on the Mount Vernon Wildcats. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this Monday evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And as Chris pointed out, it is a rare Monday evening basketball game, and yet we're going to have two of them in a row. Next week we're going to be at Carmine White County Invitational. But tonight this is a do-over from Friday's
Snowmageddon.
And, you know, when it's 27 degrees outside, there's nowhere you'd rather be than inside a gymnasium watching a high school basketball game. And Mount Vernon, we've already seen one really good one tonight. Mount Vernon had the last possession in the game here at Porch Park. And who was it? Atlee Taylor got the shot from the corner. We're down one. Hits off the rim and bounced up and did not go in. But it was a terrific look and terrific effort on his part. 43-42. Forest Park won that one, but man, what a terrific game.
JV squad's playing real hard tonight. Alan, you're usually used to doing a coach's show live from United Fidelity Bank, but for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be riding with you. We're going to be doing games. We'll be at the Carmine White County Invitational next Monday. We'll have a game Friday night as Southridge comes to Mount Vernon. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off on the 17th. But let's talk about this Forest Park team, Alan Buck. They're Class 2A. They're 7-2 on the season. In 2A, the AP poll, they're ranked number 10. In the USA poll in 2A, they're number 8. They've beaten a lot of 2A teams, Crawford County, Tell City, Pike Central. Lagodi's a 1A. They lost at 3A Washington by 4, 50-46 on December 14th. They beat Northeast Du Bois and then North Knox and Winchester in a tournament, but they did lose their only game of 2025 at Gibson Southern. That was another 5-point loss, 48-43. So this team is 9 points away, or 10 points away, from being undefeated.
Yeah. The most impressive thing you said there was their narrow loss to Washington. A lot of real good teams are going to lose to Washington, and that they played them that close, that's pretty impressive. But we will see, we'll see what happens. They do come out with a little bit more size than what Mount Vernon does. They've got now we don't know who the starters are or anything, but they've got a sophomore, Camden Partenheimer, at 6'7", 195. If he were not a prominent player, he would have been playing some JV time tonight. He did not, so I'm going to assume he's going to start. They've also got a 6'5", 180-pound senior, Owen Baglin. Don't know anything about him, but those are two guys that are bigger than anybody we have on the floor. They also, here's a familiar name for Mount Vernon fans, Jackson Lucan. He is at 6'3", 185, a junior. He was one of the running backs, one of the three-headed monster running backs that they had last fall in football, and he had over 100 yards gained on the ground against us. He was a very, very good running back. Don't know if that translates to the basketball court, but he was a fine athlete.
Nine times out of ten in communities like Ferdinand, I would say you're spot on.
Yeah, they're going to be multi-sport athletes anyway, and it just depends on what they choose. But as I remember him on the football field, he was very fast, very fluid, very strong. Those are traits that lend themselves very well to basketball. Even if he never dribbles or never shoots, he can block out, play defense, and rebound, and that'd be a heck of a contribution.
It's been about 11 days since we played a game. Our last victory at Pike Central, game before the snow, we won 75-43. Second half wasn't really in question there at Pike Central. What are your thoughts on this Wildcat team? What do they need to do early and often against a ranked Forest Park team tonight?
It's going to start with guard play, the defensive play of the guards. And they're going to have to, if you can rattle the other team's guards and keep them from getting into the flow of the offense very effectively, that just discombobulates the whole team. And since they have a height advantage underneath, part of keeping the ball from being entered down low is part of it's the defensive position of the big people that we have down there, but the other part of it is harassing the guards so they don't have free rein to throw openly down there.
Another thing I think Coach Newcomb would be remiss if he didn't try tonight to approach us like a hockey game with lines, mm-hmm. where you have two or three substitutions every couple minutes where you're bringing in two or three fresh legs to kind of keep the heat on the bigger team in Forest Park.
Yeah, and I've been very impressed with what he has done over the last few years, and this year is no exception. He does a great job of substituting. He's very cognizant of we've got some players that are prone to having a foul, and let's say we're a couple minutes from the end of the first quarter, and Brady Schickel doesn't have a foul. He's liable to take him out, give him a rest. Plus, now he finishes the quarter with zero fouls instead of getting a quick one or two at the end of the quarter. If he were to have one foul, for instance, he would definitely do something like that. Same thing similarly at the second quarter. If he has two fouls, you're going to take him out right before the half so he doesn't get a third one. Just little things like that. It doesn't sound like much, but it does go a long way when you come down. You need your big horses on the floor, and you've saved a foul here and a foul there. You know, he's one. Clowers is one. Boozy's one. But those are great defensive players. It's just sometimes they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
That's true. We're a couple minutes from the start of this matchup. You know, as you look at the stats heading into the night against opponents, Mount Vernon's got a 41-40, Forest Park 44-49. And when you look at this series, you know, it's one that's been played since 2020. Forest Park has a 3-1 lead. Of course, the last meeting was a game at Mount Vernon. It was a 61-53 victory for Forest Park way back on January 5th of 2024. You know, Alan, I like to throw all these stats out the window. One of the stats, I don't like the variety that is a 7-2 record that's gotten to Forest Park. I don't think they've really been tested in the way that our schedule has coming in at 5-4.
And you mentioned something very, very good about Forest Park. They're 10 points away from being undefeated. Mount Vernon is four baskets away from being, 6-2? Something
yeah.
like that. We are just right on the cusp of having several victories with a basket here and a basket there. Just a play, you know, it's just one play in somewhere during that 32 minutes. And it's a victory for us instead of
I mean, the only game I really feel like we were out of was against Central.
Yeah.
And that was a 20-point loss. They got out to that big 18-point lead.
They just have quickness at every position that we could not combat.
We won the second half in that one, but we dug too deep of a hole in that first quarter. Either way, buckle up. It's a Monday night action here. You know, I want to say Monday night basketball here on 106.7 FM.
Yeah,
WMVI?
Yeah. Definitely specify basketball because there are football playoff games being played.
We'll try to give you some updates on that.
You want the fashion report?
Not yet. Let's go ahead and turn it back to Dave. We're going to take a brief timeout. It's time for the national anthem. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Bug, live from Forest Park High School. As your Mount Vernon Wildcats set to take on the Forest Park Rangers. Alan Buck, do you have the starters for the Mount Vernon Wildcats?
Yes, I do. It's going to be fairly familiar. We've got number zero, Nash Hostetter. We're going to have number one, Meyer Robb. There's another new insertion, number two, Jack Campbell. Number three, Grayson Boozy. And number four, well, we don't have a number four. We'll have to have number 11, Brady Schickel. And that is going to be our starting lineup. I tell you, Jack Campbell did a heck of a job in the last outing. He's been, you know, he's been a very steady performer. He had a really excellent excellent game the last time out at Pike Central. So he's been rewarded with a starting position. I was going to give you the fashion report. Coach Newcomb is wearing a navy blue suit with a pink shirt, and he's wearing some tan boat shoes, topsiders. So that's, and there's no tie tonight. So if the coat comes off, there will be no tie.
And of course, he's 50-81 in his sixth year at Mount Vernon. Now we're going to have the starters for Forest Park. It's going to be number three, Jared Berger. He's a 6-foot, 170-pound junior. Number 20, Brock Schuler. He's a 6-foot senior, 165 pounder for the Rangers. And number 24, Reese Wolf. He's a 6'4 senior, 180 pounds. A lot of height here so far, Al.
That's a lot of nickels in his pockets to get to 180 pounds, I'm telling you.
Jackson Leakin, 6'3, 185 pound junior. Remember him from football. And to round out the starting five, Camden Partnheimer. He's a 6'7 sophomore, 195 pounder. And they're coached by head coach Drew Messmer, who is 34-30 in his third year at Forest Park.
I'll tell you what, sight unseen, Camden Partnheimer is a sophomore. He hadn't been pushed and shoved and dragged all over the court like Brady Schickel's about to do to him tonight. And clean, fair, and legal, he'll make Partnheimer mad, but he won't do anything nasty or dirty. And they just shook hands, they're going
to
jump.
Wildcat said to tip off here, they'll be going left or right on your dial.
Speaking of Wildcat, we should say hi to Wildcat 1, James Wilhide. He's listening back in Mount Vernon.
Okay, and Partnheimer tips it, but it goes to Meyer Robb. So I'll take that as a victory.
Meyer Robb just positioned himself in front of the Forest Park receiver, and he took the ball away.
Robb on the left wing, dribbles in, spins, kicks it back out to Schickel. Schickel drives, back out to Robb.
Wanted one of those guys to go up on those big guys down low. They had good position, and you draw a foul.
Hostetter for three, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the big man, Partnheimer. Gets it to number 24, Wolf. Drives in for two. 2-0 Forest Park with 7:25 to go here in the first. Hostetter brings it up. Meyer Robb at the top, drives, steps back, looks for help from Schickel. Schickel now at the free throw line, back to Robb up top. Backs up towards the timeline. 2-0. Forest Park, Wildcats with the ball. 7:06 to go here in the first. Robb dribbles in, gets some help from Schickel. Loses it, gets it back, drives in, and they're going to call a foul.
That's, but, a,
Oh, go ahead.
As I just said, it's a good call. They called on the floor. Sorry to interrupt you there, but Rob did a stop and go on Jackson Lucan, and he got the ball in the basket, but they called it on the floor, and it was a good call. Lucan is a heck of an athlete, and he's stronger looking than Rob, but Rob's quicker and better offensively.
Rob wanted to take a three, pulled it down, dribbles up, attacks the basket, lays it up for two.
Oh,
two all here with 6:46 to go in the first at Ferdinand.
You see, he went up and under the basket and took Partenheimer to the opposite side of the basket. Partenheimer couldn't reach through the net to try and defend the shot. So excellent job, Meyer Rob.
So they draw a foul. That's going to be on Grayson Boozy. His first, team's first. Stops it with 6:41 to go. Here in the opening quarter, three all the score. Berger takes it across, gets some help. Gets it in the corner to number 20, Schuler. They go down low to the big man.
He traveled. He banged Schickel to get some separation, and he did. But then he reshuffled his feet without dribbling and got the travel call.
Excellent. 6:30 to go here in the first. Two all the score. Hostetter's going to take it across left to right. Sets up the Wildcat offense. Trying to create some separation. Gets it to Rob. Rob on the right side. Dribbles back up top. Spins. Drives towards the basket. Looks for some help. Almost lost a handle on it. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel's got the big 6'7 on him. Now back out to Rob. Rob up top. Looks over to coach. Gets some guidance. And they're going to call it a 5-second call. Am I correct?
That's just careless. I don't mean to be too critical, but I guess Meyer Rob was kind of looking and calling out things and the defender was close enough that by the time he decided to move, it was 5 seconds.
Berger takes it up, gets it to number 24, Reese Wolf. Wolf at the free throw, kicks it back out to Lucan. Lucan tries to get it to the big man, fumbles around, gets it back, puts up a shot, no good.
Beautiful block out by Schickel, and Lucan, Partenheimer reached over and knocked it away, but Jack Campbell got it.
And then Hostetter drives and has it knocked off his foot out of bounds. It'll be Forest Park ball with 5:35 to go here in the first. Still 2-2 the score.
There's a lot of action here. It's a 2-2 ball game, 2.5 minutes in. But there's a lot of good action here.
They drive in for a 2-ball. That's going to be number 3, Berger. 4-2 with 5:22 to go here in the first. Hostetter back the other way. Kicks it back out to Boozy. Boozy to Schickel at the free throw line. Drives in, stops, puts up a shot. We're tied at 4 with 5:10 to go here in the first.
As I was about to say, I'd like to see Schickel just take that guy to the rack. If he's got him up at the elbow, dribble, use your quickness, get your shoulders and hips lowered and get past him and then lay it in, and that's what he did.
Forest Park working around the outside. Lucan gets it to 20, Schuler. Drives in, spins. Hostetter with the defense. Can't get the shot. Meyer Rob gets the rebound. Drives it to Boozy. Boozy kicks it back out. And he was intended for Campbell, but it went off a Forest Park player out of bounds. And he'll stop it here with 4:42 to go. And number 14, that's going to be Grant Flack, 6 foot, 170 pound junior for Forest Park. He's going to check in. And get it into Hostetter. Drives in, attacks, kicks it back out. Boozy for a long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Berger. Berger's going to take it up, slows it down, kicks it back up top. Looks for a little help from Lucan. Lucan probes the right side, hands it over to Grant Schuler. Schuler to number 3, Berger drives in. Oh, that was miscommunication there between Partenheimer and number 20, Schuler. They drive in, they get it out to Berger. Berger spins. I thought he walked. No call. Three ball by Lucan. No good. Rebounded by Rob. They're letting him play down there, Alan Buck. I'll just leave it at that. We're tied at 4-4. Schickel for three. No good. Rebounded by Berger. 3:51 to go here in the opening quarter. So they slow it down now. Grant Fleck. I thought he walked there.
They've had several near walks.
Lucan shot no good. Rebound by the big man.
And that's going to count.
God.
He went over Schickel's back to get that rebound. And when Schickel turned, Partenheimer kept it high and put it back in as Schickel contacted him for the foul.
So we have an opportunity for a classic three-point opportunity. Camden Hardnimer looking to make this a 7-4 contest with 3:37 to go.
That might be a little bit payback because the last trip down on the block out, Schickel put Partnheimer on the floor.
Partnheimer hits it. Three-point lead for Forest Park, 3:37 to go in the first. Hostetter on the inbounds, takes it up. Center up across the timeline. Looks for some help to Schickel. Schickel drives in at the free throw.
See right there, if he spins back to his right shoulder, he's got a step and a half.
Hostetter from 14 foot, no good. Rebounded by Fleek. Fleek kicks it out to Berger. Berger will take it across to 24 Wolf. Wolf out in the corner to number 12 B-Tag. Shot's no good. Meyer Robb with it's got to be his third rebound.
You're correct, sir.
Early in this contest, as we approach 3 minutes to go, Robb throws it across to Campbell. Back over to Hostetter.
Yeah, Snodgrass and Campbell got miscommunicated on that pass over there. If Campbell could have got cut it clean, he had an easy three-pointer. Easy for him, not
Robb for three. He nails it. We're tied at seven. And Forest Park is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
With the winter weather in the forecast, come to Bud's Hardware for your supplies. 20-pound propane fills for $14.99. Hand warmers for $9.99 apiece. They have ice melt in 10, 20, and 50-pound bags, spray de-icer, and sleds in stock. Everything you need for the winter storm is at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 till 5 and Saturday from 8 until 5. And serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 2:43 to go in the opening quarter. 7-all to score. Wildcats tied it up with a three ball by Robb, and Forest Park immediately calls a timeout, Alan Buck.
You know, Rob's shot, we talked about, he's a very good shooter, but his shot is so soft. That one hit a little bit of metal, a little bit of net. It just kind of just slid in just so ever so gently. That's just a beautiful shot Meyer Robb's got.
Forest Park on offense now. Fleek over to 24 Wolf. Back to Fleek. Fleek picked up by Hostetter. Works it over to Berger on the right side. Back up top to Fleek. They're trying to feed the big man, but I tell you, they're doing a good job down there keeping.
Well, Mount Vernon has changed to a zone. That's what's throwing
off. V-tag for three. No good. It went off of, they're going to say a Mount Vernon player.
It went off Schickel. It came down. It came off the basket so hard that it hit, I believe it hit Schickel in the head and went out of bounds. I mean, you can't react sometimes when the ball hits that sharply off the rim.
2:15 to go in the first, 7-all to score. Berger set to inbounds for Forest Park. Gets it in to B-Tag. Picked up by Robb. Kicks it out top to Fleek.
There's a beautiful battle going on down there between Schickel and Partnheimer.
Fleet gets it to Berger. He lays it up for two. 9-7 with 1:58 to go. Forest Park up by two. Wildcats with the ball.
We got caught back door snoozing a little bit. Had an easy layup for
Robb up top. Trying to create some separation between him and Berger. Dribbles in. Fights the double team. They work it around. Campbell thought about it. Now they get it to Robb. Robb at the free throw line, dribbles in. Back out to Hostetter. Hostetter through the traffic.
They're calling a hook. They're calling Hostetter for hooking. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was awful, and he had the layup. He had the guy positioned. There's a way that you do that with your chicken wing, so to speak, and you do it legally, and there's another way that you can do it illegally. He did it the right way, and they called him anyway.
9-7 the score, minute 32 to go here in the opening quarter. Fleek takes it up, gives it to Wolf on the left side. Attacks, drives into the paint. Off-time shot, rebounded by
Snodgrass.
Finds Hostetter, takes it up cross-court to Boozy. Boozy at the free-throw line, back to Hostetter. Looks to Robb. Rob trying to create some separation back to Hostetter from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Rebound by number 24, Wolf. Wolf loses it to timeline. Hostetter dies for it. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel ties it up at 9 with 54 seconds to go. Good defense by the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
Excellent job, Hostetter. And his belly out on the floor to get the hand on the ball and just looked up and there was Schickel.
Schuler hands it over to Flink. They kick it over to 24, Wolf. Wolf in the corner, and he's going to draw a foul on Boozy. That's Lucan.
That's Boozy's second.
Third team foul for the Wildcats here with 37.6 to go.
That was a good call, but it was so close. Had Boozy been just a shade earlier, he'd have had Lucan pinned on the baseline with nowhere to go. But it was a good call. And I believe they took Boozy out. That's his second foul.
They get it in, but they lose it. Campbell ends up with it, gets it over to Hostetter. Hostetter will take it up with under 30 to go here, tied at 9 in the first quarter.
Excellent job, Meyer Robb, getting his hand in on that ball and pulling it loose and got the Campbell.
Trying to get an opportunity here, 18 on the clock. Probably going to work for the final opportunity of the quarter. 12, I'll count you down when we get to 10. Robb just drives in, lays up for 2, 11-9. With 6 seconds to go, they're going to have one shot at it. Number 14 from deep. No good. It goes out of bounds. So at the end of the first quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 11, Forest Park 9. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also, savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M-Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M-Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M-Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Start of the second quarter here in Ferdinand at Forest Park High School. 11-9, the Wildcats with the advantage.
I just want to say I hope we did justice to that first quarter. It was one fine quarter of basketball. It's just 11-9, not a lot of scoring, but a lot of good hard plays both directions.
Berger hands it off to Lucan. Lucan up top, picked up by Hostetter. Works it over to Wolf.
We're in a 2-3 zone, by the way, still.
Schuler working around the outside arc. Wolf's going to try. Can't get through.
Nice feet, Snodgrass on the defense.
Lucan in the corner to 24, Wolf for 3. No good. Rebounded by Robb. Robb's a rebounding machine tonight, Alan Buck.
He sure is. He's always a good rebounder, but, boy, tonight he's got another level there.
Get it over to Hostetter on the right side. 2-point lead for the Wildcats, 11-9. 7:20 to go in the half. Now Vernon with some patience here, trying to find a seam.
Hit it.
Robb will take an uncontested three, and he nails it. 14-9. You can't leave him that open.
You know, you're talking about Robb's rebounding. He's 4-for-4 from the field for 10 points and 4 rebounds and no fouls. I'd say he's playing pretty well all over the game.
They work it around. Number 24, Wolf. He stopped. Snodgrass all over him. They find number 3, Berger.
Well, Mount Vernon just went back to the man-man now, so that's throwing Forest Park off just a little bit.
Working it here. There's a scrum.
The guy, he slipped, and I feel like Brock Schuler, he slipped, and the ball went between his legs behind him, and Meyer Robb dove in on it, and then they both went to the floor. It went off of Schuler. I mean, glad we stole the ball, but I feel sorry for a play. I mean, no fault of his. He slipped on a slick floor.
14-9, the Wildcat advantage. 6:29 to go in the half. Hostetter on the left wing dribbles in. towards the basket, kicks it back out to Schickel. Schickel looks for some help from Rob. Rob's going to drive in, attacks, puts up a shot, gets it to go. 16-9, 7-point lead here for the Wildcats.
Can we say rainbow? He put it straight up over the top of Partenheimer.
Largest lead of the night for Mount Vernon. Number 24, Wolf, with the ball. At the free throw, drives in. He tried to throw it to Shuler. Shuler cut the wrong way, and it went into the Wildcat bench. Another turnover. It'll be Mount Vernon ball with six to go.
I'm going to throw something else out here. Forest Park certainly has read the scouting report. Jack Campbell can't take a breath without getting the other guy's breath right in his face. Whoever's guarding him is all over Jack Campbell. He just cannot get an open look at the basket whatsoever.
Hostetter walks it across left or right, sets her up, gets it over to Rob up top. Schickel's almost blocking for Rob, it seems, tonight.
Yeah, he needs to hold those feet when he sets a screen.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Schickel, give and go. Back to Hostetter for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Fleek. Fleek gets it to 24. Wolf. Wolf out to 30. Leakin. And Campbell, I think, is going to be called for that.
Yeah, as Leakin was trying to drive on Campbell, Campbell was backpedaling, stayed in front of him, grabbed the ball. So it was going to be a jump ball, except they said Campbell was a little liberal with the hands. I disagree, obviously.
First shot, he nails it. Jackson Leakin, 6'3 junior. I remember him from football.
Yeah, and if you look at his build, a lot of that weight is centered in his hips and his thigh. I mean, he was just a hard runner in football.
Oh,
that's
there's
a charge.
A, yep.
Good job, Ryder Snodgrass, bodied up and held his ground, and when the ball handler banged him, he just went down, and that was Reese Wolf's first foul. You know, Partenheimer went up over the backs to get that rebound. It's hard to see. I'm not down there on the court like those guys. Did he go over the back, or did he reach up over the top because he's so tall? I mean, could have been clean. I don't know.
Yeah, Rob up top trying to get some separation here.
Forest Park's in a 2-3 zone. That's given us a little bit of pause.
Hostetter over to Rob. 5 minutes to go, 16-10, the Wildcat advantage in the second. Just working around the outside. Rob's going to probe. He pulls it back to Campbell. Campbell to Snodgrass to Hostetter. Back out to Campbell. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Good patience, too. Oh. Hostetter's shot is partially blocked by Partmenter.
Partenheimer. Nice. He's 6'7", and he's very rangy. Snodgrass going to pick up a foul on Partenheimer. Hostetter was wide open, but by the time the shot got past Partenheimer, he had a hand up that high.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of him out there.
So let's see what kind of free throw shooter he is.
He misses it, but the form was great.
16-10, 4:29 on the untimed opportunity here. Period number two, Forest Park High School. Wildcats up by six. Second opportunity for Camden Partenheimer.
See those hands?
Yep, he nailed that one. 16-11, 5-point Wildcat lead. Hostetter looks to the bench, 4:26 to go. Takes it across, left or right. Gets it over to Campbell. Back out to Hostetter. Zone defense here. Schickel at the free throw line. Out to Rob for three. Oh, off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Fleek. Fleek's going to take it. He stops at the free throw line. He moved his feet. Gets a three ball to number 30, Leakin. And it's 16-14. Coach is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Al Buck. Monday Night Basketball here on 106.7 FM. Pocket Athletic Conference action, 16-14, 4:03 to go in the half. Alan Buck, good use of the timeout there by Coach Newcomb.
Yes, offensively we're a little bit stale. We did have, as you pointed out, we had some good ball movement on the one side against the zone, but it was all on the same side. With a zone, you need to penetrate the seams, but then kick it back out, reverse it, make the zone shift back and forth. When it does, it's very difficult for all five players to shift in unison. So when you shift it, when you move the ball faster than the players can move their feet, you're going to stretch it a little bit, and you're going to find some openings.
Hostetter's going to take it across, picked up by the double team. Gets it to Campbell, Campbell to Rob, down low, and I tell you, it's knocked away by Berger. Berger, they get it to Lucan. Lucan ties it up at 16 all. 3:40 to go here. Tied up at 16. We blew a 7-point lead, Alan Buck.
Yeah, we did. And they've got a 1-2-2 zone press, a half-court trap.
Down low to Schickel. Schickel lays it up.
That's goaltending.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went up and under the basket, too, and just laid it up over the back of his head. And after it banked off the backboard, Partenheimer swatted it away. Well, that's goaltending in any league, anywhere, even in Ferdinand.
They haven't put the points on the board yet.
Mount Vernon's back in the 2-3 zone defense.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
Slow on that, regardless of where we're at. Working around, Schuler gives it out to Wolf. He drives in, kicks it out in the corner. We're a three ball by Fleek, no good. And I tell you, Partenheimer got the rebound, drives in, draws the foul.
Yeah, that was Fleck shot from the corner.
Yeah.
Or was it Wolf?
Fleck,
okay. Sorry about that.
So they're going to call that one on Schickel, his second here, with 3:07 to go in the half. Partenheimer, nothing but net. 1-point lead here for Mount Vernon. Untimed opportunity.
They're going to have to back him further out when they position on rebounds.
Tied up.
Hits the second one. Because Campbell had him blocked out. He just didn't have him moved away from the basket. So Partenheimer was able to reach over the top and get the rebound over him.
Tied up at 18. Give and go back between Hostetter and Campbell. Hostetter up top looking for help. Finds Rob. Back over. 2:51 to go. 18 all the score. Schickel at the free throw line. Gets some help from Hostetter. Steps back for a three. And he nails it. 21-18. Wildcats back in front with 2:39 to go in the half. Berger drives in on the baseline. Gets it to the big man. Lays it up for two. 21-20. Wildcats still in the lead by one with 2:29 to go in the half.
And that was Reese Wolf on that basket. That was just a nice cut on his part and bad defense on ours.
Schickel over to Rob. Rob looking for some help. Finds Hostetter. Taking their time. Oh, that was a misconstrued pass. Partenheimer drives. Kicks it way out. They get it down low to Schuler. Schuler banks it in for two. 22-21. Forest Park back up by one with 1:58 to go in the half. That was very uncharacteristic between Hostetter and Schickel.
Yeah, Schickel started to move right as Hostetter let go of the ball, and the ball just kind of fluttered into Forest Park's hands.
No call there. Rob loses it. Schuler drives, kicks it out to Berger. Looks for some help. They go back out to Schuler. He drives in, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound somehow. Finds Fleek. Fleek down low to the big man, Partenheimer. He gets a two ball, 24-21. 3-point lead here for Forest Park with 1:20 to go in the half. Quick seam. They're on a 6-0 run now.
Yeah, that's not good. But
nope. Work it over to Hostetter. Down low to Schickel. Schickel drives in. Gets it back out. Snodgrass over to Rob. We're under a minute to go. I think Mount Vernon ought to show some patience here and just try to work for the final opportunity of the half.
And apparently that's what they're going to do. 50 seconds left. Meyer Robb's out by the timeline, not showing any sense of urgency.
Gets it over to Hostetter. 42 on the clock. Taking their time, uncontested. They're starting to approach them there as we're at 33. Robb drives in, gets it out. Snodgrass for three off the mark.
Oh, no. That's a horrible call. Schickel was on the opposite side from where Snodgrass shot. He was down in the block. Partenheim was in front of him. The ball hit off the rim and came long. Schickel went straight up for it. They said he shoved Partenheimer, which he did not. But that's number three on Schickel before the half.
Well, you and I called that.
That's just it's one of those that I guess it looks like it, but the referee was clear on the other side of Partenheimer. He could not see Schickel's hands at all. And he called what he thought it looked like.
3-point Forest Park lead, 24-21.
Reese Harshbarger is in. This is a big ask of him to cover Partenheimer these last 15 seconds.
And they're
that's
gonna
a 5-second.
Yep.
Hostetter was all over the ball handler out front, and while they were trying to get it organized, he just stayed the course and got the 5-second call.
So 11.2 to go in the half, 24-21. Forest Park could be Mount Vernon ball with an opportunity here with 11.2 to go. Rob needs to show some urgency with 8 seconds. Gets it to Hostetter.
Oh, no, they just fouled us because that's only their second foul of the quarter. 5.2 seconds, we take the ball out.
And that's going to be on B-Tag.
It's his first, and they can do it again two more times, actually three more times. So if we don't get a shot off.
Rob's going to drive in.
Okay, good job. They were reaching in to foul him, and Rob put the ball up off the glass, so that's a two-shot foul. Otherwise, we take the ball out with 2.5 seconds left. And that is that.
They haven't put it up yet. I didn't see the number.
Yeah, I didn't see the official indicate it.
So Rob at the line, 2.5, untimed opportunity.
Okay.
Oh, man. Remains 24-21.
They still haven't put up the person who drew that foul. I think it was 14.
I think you're correct.
That's Grant Fleck.
Well, let's wait here. I think they're adjusting the book down there, if I'm not mistaken. Still haven't put it on the board, though.
Yeah, I wish they would. I mean, we simply, I guess, missed it when he flashed the sign to the scorer's table. Okay, Meyer Robb's going to adjust this. He'll hit that. Oh, my.
Oh, thank you, Alan Buck. He misses a half-court shot there. Off the mark. So at the end of the first half, it'll be Forest Park 24, Mount Vernon 21. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and be back with a halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. It's 24-21 at the half here. Forest Park up by three. Alan Buck, you know, Wildcats up by seven at points in the first half. But to be down by three, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's okay. The only thing that disturbs me is that last foul on Brady Schickel going into the half. He's now got three. And if I'm Forest Park, I'm going to start punching it into Partenheimer every single time down. And either Schickel backs off and lets him lay the ball in, or he works hard on defense, and he's probably going to get a foul or two here and there. That's, you know, I hate to say it, that'd be what I would do. But it was an awful call. There's just no, you can't call it because it looks like it might have been done. You got to call what you see, and he didn't see that. But anyway, for Forest Park, Jared Berger has 4 points at the half, Brock Schuler two, Reese Wolf four, Jackson Leakin five, and Camden Partenheimer eight. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, listen quickly. Hostetter with three, Meyer Robb with 12, Brady Schickel with six. That's it. But, you know, it was a low-scoring half. But the defense for Forest Park, as I said, I think they've read the scouting report. Jack Campbell couldn't. He was nowhere close to getting a shot off. The guys were just really covering him up. Meyer Robb has been very aggressive going in, but really he's had a couple of wide-open looks from three because of the way their defense is playing so aggressively and trying to prevent us from driving. We had Schickel got a couple because he, you know, went down low and was paying attention. Because Partenheimer, he's good, and he's going to be real good. But right now, he's manageable. We can do the right things on him.
Yeah, I just – he needs to go to, like, the buffet a couple times with you and I in the off season, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he needs to do that. And I'd say send him – make his workout partner Jackson Leakin, because that kid, his leg strength and his quickness – is very, very good. And if Partenheimer could get some of that stuff, because right now Schickel's pushing him around pretty well with his hips underneath. And, well, Schickel does that to a lot of people, so it's not a sin.
Yeah, but I don't think Schickel will start the third quarter with three fouls, do you?
No, and if not, then Snodgrass is going to have to assume that role. And Snodgrass is physically strong enough to do it, and he's got very quick feet. It's just a matter of, hey, this is your focus, and don't come off of it. And then we're going to have to get some help on the backside too. That's the kind of thing. We were in a zone for a while, then we went back to the man-to-man, then went back to the zone. Anytime you switch like that, you make your opponent have to make some adjustments, and it throws them off a little bit. Plus, when we go to a zone, it saves our potential foul trouble, but it also makes defensive rebounding harder, because when you're playing man-to-man and the ball goes up, you've got a man standing right there. You just turn, block him out right there, stick your backside into his front, and just hold him, hold position, and then you can back him out. If it's a zone, you've got a position on the floor. You don't know where the people are exactly.
3 minutes to go here. Teams should be emerging from the locker room area to get their warm-up here for the second half. You know, we talked about it in the pregame show. This Forest Park team comes in 7-2, ranked number 10 in Class 2A in the AP poll, and number 8 in the USA poll. But really, when you break down the numbers, you know, yeah, they're about 10 points away from being undefeated, but you know, outside of that Central game and a little bit towards the back half of Gibson Southern, we're real close to being a two-loss team ourselves.
Absolutely we are. And something we should probably mention by now, and we neglected to, is that Bryce Clowers is not playing. He's not suited up tonight. We don't know the nature of that. I assume it's an illness. You know, we don't have any, unless I have a coach's show on a Monday night before a game later in the week, you know, I don't have any information on something like that. But, well, there is Bryce in street clothes. He's got some tape on his middle finger of his shooting hand, or is that, that's his index finger?
Index finger?
Yeah.
You're the one that calls out the middle fingers from this far.
Only when I'm driving, and only when it's earned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I saw one come out, and I wasn't even a half block from my house today when I joined Alan Buck in the broadcast vehicle here coming up to Fort Ferdinand.
Well, it's, you know, one of those things. I was always told, coach told parents I'd never slip, never cuss in front of the kids or anything like that, unless if there was an odd circumstance where I might have to give a ride home to a kid. Cursing in the car is practically mandatory because the other drivers are stupid.
I feel like you were displaying that minors you got in sign language up at IU.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're multi-talented. Just multi-talented. Second half, I'm going to say we're going to have to go to more to stay with some zone. But in doing that, you're going to have to focus on getting those rebounds. You're going to have to really work hard to find somebody to block out and then go get the rebound. And we had a couple of instances where we did have them blocked out very well, and then we're just able to pick the ball up off the floor on the rebound. And that's a good way to go when you're outsized, which we are tonight.
I think you're almost going to have to attack the 6'7" guy, the sophomore.
Oh, absolutely.
And make him put it in his hands and make him beat you while Schickel's on the bench.
Yeah, that's a good point. And at the other end, driving on him, I'm not sure that his defensive footwork, I don't think, is quite that good. Of course, if I were 6'7", mine might not be either. But, okay, we just got word.
Want to get the okay on that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so Bryce Clowers will not play tonight. He's in street clothes. What else say about Partenheimer? His footwork's not quite as quick. You got somebody like Amir Robb. He did drive right into his teeth one time and shot a moon ball, and he hit it. It was about a six-foot shot, and he went straight up. Partenheimer came up, and so he just went up over.
Now he can. So we got the update there on Clowers.
Yeah.
Dislocated his index finger in practice. Bone came through the skin, so he's got a couple stitches and some swollen ligaments.
Yeah.
So you can see the tape from here, ladies and gentlemen. He has every right to have that tape.
I always told my players, unless the bone's broken in two places sticking through the skin, you go ahead and make the play. Well, in his case, his is broken and sticking through the skin.
Rob drives in, can't get it to go. Parmenter with the rebound. Forest Park going left or right here. Berger.
Get on
it, Jack. Picked up by Campbell. Trying to work it around to Lucan. Now back up to Berger. A little bit of a slow pace here from Forest Park to start second half.
And Brady Schickel is in there, and he is on Partenheimer.
Berger gives it to Lucan. Lucan runs into trouble. Back to Berger. Berger tries to feed Schuler. They got the shot to go. Boozy's going to be called with that one.
That's number three on Boozy, and I'm telling you, Shuler, that ball went up high enough. It was even with the play clock or the game clock that's up above the backboard, and it came down and slipped in. It just
second or first opportunity misses the three ball. Are they calling a jump ball? It'll be arm.
No, no. He called it called a foul on 24.
Okay.
Reese Wolf. That's his second. Yeah, Schickel got that rebound, and right as he did, Reese Wolf banged him, and Mount Vernon's ball. 5-point lead in Forest Park.
Hostetter's going to take it up. Right to left, sets it up here. Rob up top, back to Hostetter, drives in, kicks it out to Schickel. They work it around, trying to get the movement. Schickel drives in, goes up, can't get it to go. Rebounded by the big man, Partnheimer. He's going to take it up. Hands it over to 20, Shuler. Shuler through the traffic, puts up a shot, banks it in. 28-21. 7-point lead for Forest Park. I believe that's the largest of the night for them. Boozy dribbles in, back out to Schickel. Now Rob up top. Gets it to Boozy. Boozy to Schickel. Schickel to free throw line to Rob. Rob thought about it, drives in. Puts up a high shot, can't get it to go, rebounded by 24, Wolf. Wolf takes it up, almost lost it, gets it over to Lucan. Lucan drives in, draws the foul. I didn't see take your pick of Wildcats in the area, Helmbach.
It's going to be Hostetter.
That's his first?
Second.
Stops it with 6-12 here, 28-21.
And that's Lincoln.
Lincoln at the line. Looking to extend this lead. Hits the first one. 29-21, 8-point lead. He makes this. Do you call a timeout if you're Coach Newcomb?
Good possibility.
Hits it. No timeout. He's going to let him play.
Yeah.
Inbound, Campbell to Hostetter. Go ahead.
Actually, we've been moving the ball pretty well. We just haven't hit the shots.
We got to get some offense going here soon before this hole gets too big.
Yep, and they just went to the zone, to 2-3 zone.
Hostetter, cross court, to Boozy, Boozy to Rob. Rob trying to find something, gets it to Hostetter, dribbles in, back out to Campbell. Campbell just doesn't have time to get his feet set on that.
Nope, not at all.
He was trying to get in position there.
And that's Brock Shuler that happened to be on him that time, and Shuler was guarding him man-to-man earlier.
Boozy to Schickel, stolen by Partnheimer. On the fast break here to Berger.
He traveled.
Partnheimer with the tip in.
Yeah, Reese Wolf missed the shot. Partnheimer gets the rebound and the putback.
Coach will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. 32-21 for Spark, 5:18 to go in the third. We'll be right back here listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 32-21. Forest Park up, 5:18 to go here in the third. It'll be Wildcat ball coming out of the timeout, Alan Buck.
Yeah, and this is an 11-point spread that Forest Park has now put on Mount Vernon. In fact, Mount Vernon has not scored. It's an 8-0 quarter for Forest Park.
Just got to start chopping away one job at a time.
Yeah, we're not going to get a touchdown here. We're going to just have to take it a basket here and a basket there and try to get some stops at the other end. Foul trouble. We got Boozy and Schickel each with 3. Hostetter with 2. They're only Reese Wolf with 2. They got a couple other players with 1.
Schickel gets it into Hostetter. He'll bring it up. Right to left, sets up on the left side, looks for some help.
Yeah, they've got that 1-2-2 And then it's a half-court trap press.
And working around cross-court to Boozy. Boozy throws it to Rob. Rob fights through the double team to Campbell. Campbell in the corner. They're working around. Just got ahead of themselves. Hostetter runs it around. Drives in. Gets it out to Campbell for three. Can't get it to go. Schickel gets the rebound. And they finally called a foul. That'll be on Berger. His first. Team second. Just seems like he should have a couple more, but I'm not going to comment there. So Rob on the inbounds. Gets it to Hostetter. Dribbles along the baseline. Lays it up for two. So you guys start chipping away. 32-23, 4:40 to go here.
Yeah. Now we need a stop here.
Forest Park with the lead in the ball. Berger brings it up. Picked up by Hostetter. Kicks it over to Leakin. Remember him from football. Berger throws it away.
Throw ball. Nice job. That was just he led him too far, and Berger didn't have as hard a cut on him that as Leakin's pass indicated.
I didn't see who checked in from them. 14 Fleek.
Yeah, 14 Fleck, yeah. Yeah, Jack Campbell finally got a good open look. The ball did everything but fall down into the net. It was all over the rim. It just wouldn't stay in.
4:15 to go, 32-23. Forest Park, Wildcats with the ball. They go to Schickel at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Boozy.
He did not travel.
I don't know about that.
Referee called travel on him. Boozy took a dribble to split the defenders and then passed it back out to Hostetter, and they called travel on him, and he did not travel.
Snodgrass going to check in here. 4:06 to go in the third. 32-23, Forest Park up. They have the ball. Number 14, Flex, going to bring it up. Actually, check that. That's B-tag. And work it over to Berger. Berger on the right wing, down low to the big man. He spins, puts it up, gets it to go. Hartnheimer, and I tell you, Schickel has to kind of let that happen there with three fouls.
Yeah, Hostetter. He just has to be gentle with going up.
Gets it to Schickel, down low to Snodgrass, back out. Hostetter at the free throw line, stops, looks for help to Schickel. Schickel draws the foul.
And that's exactly what you do. Hostetter penetrated, had Partenheimer on him. He bounced past to Schickel, cutting the baseline. Schickel went up hard, and Partenheimer met him, and Partenheimer got the foul called. So that's his first of the game. But Schickel did the right thing. Just go up hard, and that way you don't pump fake and travel or something like that. And he drew the foul. Now he's at the line.
Good shot here. Bounces around, but goes in. Cuts it to a 10-point lead.
How many times did that hit the rim? It bounced back and forth numerous times in the hole there.
Six.
Fortunately, it didn't pop back up. It just stayed down.
Second opportunity. 3:32 on the untimed play in the third. Misses it. Rebound by 30, Leakin. He's going to hand it off to Berger. Berger will walk it up left or right. Picked up by Hostetter. Stolen by Campbell. Campbell gets it to Hostetter. He's going to attack. Looks for a seam. Pulls it back. Gives it to Campbell. Back over to Hostetter up top. Cross court to Campbell. Down low to Rob. Back out to Hostetter. To Campbell. They're trying to get somebody open here. Rob off the handle. Schickel or... Whoa. Rob with the shot. Can't get it to go. Schickel saves it. Dives for it.
Oh, they're going to get a foul on Schickel. For... It was just loose ball. Everybody's going after it.
That's sad. And you can hear the Mount Vernon faithful here. Make sure Pike County's finest hitting up here tonight.
Yeah.
If you were listening a couple Saturdays ago, you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, Schickel goes out now as Boozy comes back in. So we got the twins, Boozy Hostetter, Jack Campbell, Meyer, Rob, and the three, Ryder Snodgrass.
Fleet brings it up, kicks it over to 20 Schuler. There's a foul call.
They're going to call it on the floor. I think it's on Hostetter, but we'll see. There are two of them involved.
Yep, that's going to be on Nash. So that's his third. Team's fourth here with 2:47 to go. Schuler's going to inbound. gets it in deep to Fleek.
Nice job, Snodgrass, of keeping Partenheimer tied.
They go down low to Wolf. Wolf banks it in for two. Makes it a 12-point lead, 36-24 with 2:38 to go in the third. Hostetter crosses up. Gets picked up by Shuler, trying to create some separation. Gets it over to Rob. Rob back over to Hostetter. They're trying to set up. Boozy in the corner. Over to Campbell. Campbell back up top to Hostetter. Good defense by Forest Park. They steal it from Hostetter. There's a scrum on the ground.
That's got to be a foul. The guy rolled over the top of Hostetter's head.
Yeah, they're going to call it on number 12. That's a B-tag. His second. Team's four. So Rob's at the inbounds there. 2:11 to go in the third. 12-point lead for Forest Park. Rob fights through the double team. Back out to Hostetter. Campbell to Rob. Rob thought about it. He's going to drive in. Hostetter down low to Snodgrass.
And Snodgrass went up in the middle of the big traffic, and he got somebody gave him a hip check, kind of slid under, and that was 14 Fleck.
So Snodgrass going to be at the line with 157. These are huge, Alan Buck.
Yeah.
You hate to say that in the third quarter, but we got to dig out of this hole. It starts now. I just jinxed him.
Snodgrass got very good form at the free throw line. It just did not stay down.
Second one's away. Short on that, too. Forrest Park's going to take it up. Looking for a little elf. That's Wolf. Gets it out to number 20, Shuler. He hits a two ball, 38-24, with 1:42 to go. Wildcats on offense. Hostetter with the ball. Cross court to Campbell. Working around. Campbell in the corner. Snodgrass kicks it up top to Hostetter. Rob thought about it. Stops. Takes a two ball. Nails it. 12-point lead here for Forest Park. 38-26. 1:22 to go. They're going to slow it down here.
And we're the man-to-man. By the way, Partenheimer's on the bench getting some rest.
Wonder if he's been winded a little bit. He's only a sophomore. Shuler kicks it back out to Fleck. Fleck's going to draw a foul, and I think set up well against Campbell. Stops it with 58.9, and he'll go to the line. Since that's our fifth team foul. 38-26, Forest Park looking to extend that lead. Misses it.
Yeah, Leakin's back on the court. Final minute of the quarter.
Yeah, Schickel's out for us, which is good. Second opportunity here. Misses that one, too. Rebounded by Hostetter. 56 seconds to go. 12-point lead for Forest Park. They get it over. They're working it around, trying to get a seam. Campbell down low. Hostetter through the double team. No foul called. Campbell ends up with it. Rob for three. Short. Rebounded by Shuler. Shuler's going to drive down. Slows it up. Good defense by Meyer Rob. Tries to go down low. And they're going to... No, they didn't call Wolf with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Campbell. He finds Hostetter here. 24 seconds left. Hostetter's going to walk it across. We're 20. He'll probably go with 10. Hopefully he can cut this to a 10-point lead before the end of the third.
And they've got a 2-3 zone defense on us.
We're 10 now. Oh, the ball is stolen. It's stolen by 24, Wolf. He gets it down low to 14.
20.
That is Shuler. 40-26 into the third. Forest Park all over Mount Vernon. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
With the winter weather in the forecast, come to Bud's Hardware for your supplies. 20-pound propane fills for $14.99. Hand warmers for $9.99 apiece. They have ice melt in 10, 20, and 50-pound bags, spray de-icer, and sleds in stock.
Everything you need for the winter storm is at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 till 5 and Saturday from 8 until 5. And serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck here in Ferdinand. Forest Park High School, start of the fourth quarter, 40-26. Rangers, Alan Buck.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Mount Vernon had that dreadful five-point quarter. That's something, you know, whenever it rears its ugly head, it's going to make a difficult time of it in a game. And what's happening here, Forest Park's defense is shifting quickly enough that we're not getting open looks, and we're moving the ball real well, but we're not moving to open people because there aren't any. And there's a nice entry pass on Forest Park's part, except that Meyer Robb got a hand in, knocked the ball off the knee of the catcher for Forest Park.
Was Berger. So it'll be Wildcat ball here going right to left. Hostetter's going to walk it across.
And they're in man-to-man this trip.
So looking to set something up the right side. Back up top. Almost lost his footwork.
He's getting banged, and the kid knew it. Jared Berger, the referee, finally called it, which is fine. Berger helped Hostetter up off the floor. But that's just the first foul of the quarter, just starting it off.
7:37 to go. He just fouled Hostetter again. They didn't call it. Mm-hmm. Rob drives in, draws the quadruple team. Boozy for a long three. He nails it.
Did you see Boozy get his body set and his feet ready? And when he caught the pass, he was able to just go right up with it.
Cuts it to 11, 40-29, 7:20 to go here. Need a defensive stop. They draw the foul and the basket.
Jack was so close to having a held ball on him. He got his hands on the ball, but he let go right as the guy continued on with his effort. And Lincoln gets the basket and at the line for one.
So I tell you, it's going to be difficult, but it can happen. 42-29. He gets the roll, 43-29. Is that 14 by my math, Alan Buck?
Yeah, and that's a shame. We got a good three-point shot, and then we turned around and gave them a three-point play on the other end.
Rob with the ball. Dribbles up the right side. Finds Campbell in the corner. Kicks it back out to Boozy. Boozy drives in and draws the foul. So that's the second team foul on Forest Park here with 6:58 to go. Wildcats down 43-29.
It's Brock Schuler's first foul this game.
Interesting. They're going to work it in here. Hostetter through the double team. Out to Meyer Robb. Need to show a little urgency on the offensive side, in my opinion, Al Buck.
Yeah.
Rob drives in, lays it up for two.
Rob did a little hesitation, stop and go, and then took Partenheimer right up to the rim. And when he did, he held his, it sounds odd, but he slowed his body down as his arm went up to shoot the ball, and he kept his body further back to keep Partenheimer away from him, and then he was able to hit the layup, and Partenheimer had no defense for it.
43-31, they call the timeout. We'll keep it here, 6:39 to go. Talk about this schedule. 17th at 7 o'clock, Southridge comes to town. We have tip-off at 7 or thereabouts. We'll go online about 6:50 with the pregame show. And then next Monday night, we'll be in Carmi. The Carmi White County Invitational. It's a 5:30 game. And I will let you know momentarily as I pull up my schedule. We will play Harrisburg next Monday night.
Then on Thursday, we have another game there. And
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So get my bell money ready, Alan Buck. Get the GoFundMe ready.
Yeah, we'll have to have our fans take extra bail money, too.
What is the jail like in Carmi this time of year?
I don't know, but there were some people almost found out last year.
They're going to probably be monitoring our broadcast. I hope they do.
Well, I tell you that last year there were some calls that were just so far off the charts. If you'd review it, I'd love to review the film and ask the officials to comment on it.
Yeah, we don't play them till Saturday, so we've got a lot of basketball still to play. Shot blocked by Meyer Robb. They try to go up again. That's number three. Berger does get it to go. 45-31, 14-point lead here with 6:22 to go in the ball game. Robb's going to dribble up, looking for some seam. Find Hostetter. Tries to set up something for him. Hostetter threw the double team to Robb. Hit it. Campbell in the corner for three. Off the mark, no good. And they foul Boozy. Pushed him out of bounds. Let's see who that's going to be on. That'll be the third team foul.
It's on Jared Berger, I believe.
Nope. No, Lucan.
Lucan. Okay.
Second.
I saw the three. I just didn't see the zero. Yeah, that was a good job by Boozy on the rebound. It had position and everything. And drew the foul.
Get it in. Robb thought about a three, pulls it down, drives baseline, kicks it out to Campbell for another three. He nails that one. 45-34, makes it an 11-point game. Wildcats show a bit of life here with 5:50 to go. That's a shot there by number 20, Schuler. 47-34, 5:42. Hostetter's going to set it up the left side, dribbles up top. Get some help. They work it around, trying to get Campbell freed up. Hostetter thought about it, pulled it down. Looking for some help. Gets it to Robb. Trying to feed Jack Campbell right now, but he's got to move into position here. They're doubling down on him. Yeah, thought about it there. The immediate collapse down on him. Boozy stepped out of bounds. So that's a turnover here with 5:11 to go.
Yeah, Brock Schuler is the one on the defense, the zone that was playing out on the area where Campbell was. And he just had a little extra eye on Campbell. I mean, anytime the ball was going over that way, he stretched out his defense. And if Campbell's going to shoot, it was going to be a Caitlin Clark three-pointer.
I don't know how to follow that, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't. They're going to work here. They get it in to Berger. Berger under pressure, finds number 12. That's B-Tag. Work it out to Berger. Berger's going to drive in, puts up a shot, draws the foul.
It's going to be on Boozy. That's going to be his fourth. Yeah, they'll drive and shoot like that, but they're not going to take three-pointers. And they've been kind of giving a nod and a wink to those pump fakes out there, but they didn't mean it.
Jared Berger, 6-foot junior. Nails the first one. Makes it 14 points on that lead. 48-34. 4:54 to go in the contest. Hits them both. 49-34. Hostetter on the inbounds. He's going to take it up right to left. Sets up the Wildcat offense. A little bit of urgency. Gets it to Robb.
And they're still in that 2-3 zone defense.
Yep. Robb fights through the double team, trying to get a seam. Finds Hostetter. Out to Robb. Robb throws it down to Schickel. Back out to Hostetter for three. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Leakin. They work it down the court. Berger for three. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 12, B-Tag. And B-Tag under pressure. They call a timeout. We'll take a brief timeout with 4:15 to go. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We're in Forest Park High School. 49-34 Rangers over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Timeout there, I believe, Alan Buck.
Yeah, it is. Mount Vernon had their player trapped out toward the 10-second line, and rather than risk the 5-second call, just called the timeout. Good save of a possession by their coach.
They get it in into the backcourt. They find number 12, B-Tag. B-Tag goes around Boozy. They find 14, Fleek.
Reese Harshbarger's guarding him.
Stolen by Rob. Rob stole it from the number 24, Wolf. Finally, they call the foul.
Tell you, Rob's going to be black and blue tomorrow. He's just getting
bruised
all over.
Well, this is a good primer for next week, Alan Buck, you know. Just leave it at that.
That's Brock Schuler's second foul this entire game. By the way, the coat is off.
I could imagine it came off a while ago. Rob pulls it back up the left side, and he's fouled again with 3:45 to go. I wonder what the jail's like in Jasper this time of year, Alma.
let's not find that out.
County Jail. Well, the internet won't allow me to search it, so it must mean I'm not going to go there.
That's good.
Rob at the line.
Might come up with a list of friends of yours.
Hits the first one, and they're kind of clearing the bench out a little bit. Well, they're bringing in some old friends here, it looks like.
Yeah, Leakin went in. Partenheimer's back in. And I'm telling you, I would not do that. Don't risk an injury with a player of that caliber.
Misses it. Partenheimer gets the rebound. Especially a younger player like Partenheimer. You know, but that's just my thoughts as they work it around for a three ball. Leakin hits it. 52-35, 3.5 to go. Forest Park with the lead. Wildcats not showing a sign of quit. Rob thought about it. Gets it to Hostetter. Over to Rob. Trying to get it. Finds Boozy. They're trying to get it down to Harshbarger. Harshbarger at the free throw line. Out to Hostetter, who saves it. As we approach 3 to go.
Their defense is just very good. Their spacing is so good when we're trying to get.
Hostetter with a high arc gets it to go. 52-37. 2:55 to go in the ball game.
He shot a rainbow over Partenheimer and got it to go.
Schuler finds Leakin. Over to 24, Wolf. Wolf into the paint, lays it up for two. 54-37 with 2:36 to go. And there's a whistle.
It's on Wolf. He's blocking. Schickel gave him a pump fake, tried to drive around him, and Wolf just stuck his knee out. So Brady goes to the line.
We're down a lot.
Yeah, their defense, when we're trying to, it's a zone, and when we're trying to penetrate with the ball at the elbows or underneath the free throw line, their positioning is so good. It's not easy for us to get the ball in there at all. Brady hit the first one.
Yeah, 54-38, second opportunity pending. Hits that one too, 54-39. As number 30, Logan Clowers is going to check in for Schickel.
Well, maybe we have an opportunity to say stolen by Clowers once again.
Well, let's see what he can do. They're going to get it up here. Wolf brings it across, drives, kicks it out to the big man, and he is fouled. You know, he was going for a two-handed jam. I ain't going to lie. I'm glad they fouled him there.
Yeah, Harshbarger got him. That's a good foul.
Yeah, if I'm a coach, I'll take that foul all day long.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good clean foul on his way to the basket.
He hits the first. 55-39. Schickel's going to check in for Clowers.
Yeah, this is an offense for defense. Since Brady's got the four fouls, he's not going to be able to play as good a defense. So Clowers will play a defense, and Schick will play offense.
He hits the second one. Farminter.
Partenheimer. The only one he's missed was his second one of the night. Every other one he's hit. That's
2:15 to go, 56-39. Wildcats down by a bunch. Schickel goes up, banks it in for two. The coach calls a timeout. We'll take a brief timeout. Or no, we'll keep it here.
Yeah, Clowers went in for Schickel. Schickel just pump faked and went straight up through the nose, as they say, through Partenheimer and got the basket, and Partenheimer backed off, didn't foul him. And then Clowers came in for Schickel.
So I had to get my calculator out here. 56 minus 41. That's 15
that's,
points.
That's more than a dozen. Mm-hmm.
2:08 to go. You know, Coach Buck, what do you draw up here?
Well, we need a touchdown, an onside kick, and another touchdown with a two-point conversion.
That game is on the other channel.
Oh, I see.
The last time I saw that one, Los Angeles was well in hand with that game. It's 17-3, 1:08 to go in the half, Rams up over the Vikings.
I don't know what Coach has been working on, but if we have something specific that will help us down the road, do it. And, well, like right now, it's a man-to-man press that he's got on.
Yeah, Clowers is guarding the inbounder. They get it in, number 20, Shuler. They give and go, leaking down low. Banks it in for two, draws the foul.
It's going to be on Clowers, I believe. That's Logan, not
yeah.
Bryce.
Yeah. First foul for him. Fourth team foul for us. And Schickel checks back in. As the shot goes in. 59-41, under two to go. Hostetter brings it up. Gets it to Boozy. Boozy to Harshbarger. I believe Harshbarger was fouled. They go down low to Schickel. Schickel was fouled, no call. Pass was partially blocked. Boozy ends up with it, gets it to Rob. Rob will take a three.
Nope. Partenheimer is shoving all over Schickel.
So he'll go to the line. I can't believe that's only a second. I'm just going to leave it there.
And that was just good old-fashioned blocking out by Schickel, and Partenheimer is just pushing him from behind. But if you notice, Schickel didn't budge, so the push wasn't that hard.
Hits the first one. Now we're going to let the benches clear, so bear with me a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like for us,
we've got Gray.
We're going to have 21, Cameron Gray. Harshbarger's in, Schickel. Clowers.
I believe that's Grayson Lyons.
Yeah, Grayson Lyons in. Schickel hits them both, and now Snodgrass is going to check in for him. So Grayson Lyons, a 6-foot junior. Cameron Gay, a 6'1 senior. Checking in here. 1:38 to go. Number 14 flex going to bring it up. Gets it over to 12, B-tag.
Nice steal, Harshbarger.
Harshbarger with the steal. Gets it to Logan Clowers. He dribbles up. Finds Harshbarger. He's into the paint. Kicks it out. Looks for Lyons. Lyons with the ball. Up top to Snodgrass. Over to Clowers. Trying to get 21 Gray involved. Harshbarger. Works it over. Snodgrass. Back out to Clowers.
Man-to-man defense.
Harshbarger for 14 foot away. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Forest Park. That's going to be number...
That's a charge.
I don't have number one on my...
He is...
That's the guy from the JV game.
The JV team, and I believe it's Bryce John Yallen.
Freshman.
I believe it.
Well, he picked up a foul there.
I think I'm wrong on that. I don't think I got the right name. Sorry, folks. Don't know who that was.
So... Snodgrass takes it up, gives it to Harshbarger, over to Clowers up top, dribbles on the right side, finds Reese, looking for some help, finds Gray, dribbles up, throws it, can't get it to go, and he almost fouled him, but he didn't get called. As Forest Park, it's number 10, Munier, And I think they're content to dribble it out here with 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, Munier was a big scorer on the JV team. This other kid was a JV player, and I'm sorry, I don't recall who he was, and he's got a different number.
Yeah, his number doesn't match for either roster. 10 seconds to go. I think we're going to call this.
Yeah.
So it'll be 59-43. Forest Park with a victory here at home against the Mount Vernon Wildcats. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
With the winter weather in the forecast, come to Bud's Hardware for your supplies. 20-pound propane fills for $14.99, hand warmers for $9.99 apiece. They have ice melt in 10, 20, and 50-pound bags, spray de-icer, and sleds in stock. Everything you need for the winter storm is at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 till 5 and Saturday from 8 until 5. And serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one. DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final time here. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Post-game show live from Forest Park High School, where the Rangers go on with a victory here, 59-43 over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Alan Buck. You have the stats for this third quarter, kind of really dug us in the hole.
Yeah, it really did. First quarter we win 11-9. Second quarter they win 15-10, but we go into half down 3. Third quarter 16-5, and after that it was not really a game. They made it 40-26, and fourth quarter was 19-17. But that third quarter, like you said, it just dug us a hole we couldn't get out of. For Forest Park, Jared Berger was 3-for-3 on two-pointers, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, missed his only three-point attempt, so he was not perfect from the field. But he had 8 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of fouls. Jaden Bietag, 0-for-2 from three-point range, did not score. Grant Fleck, over 2 from three-point range, over 2 from the free-throw line. Did not score, but had 4 rebounds and a couple of fouls. Brock Schuler was 6 for 9 on two-pointers, 0 for 1 from three-point range, 0 for 1 from the free-throw line for 12 points. Had a couple of rebounds and a couple of fouls. Reese Wolf, 4 for 7 on two-pointers, missed his only three-point attempt, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 personal fouls. Jackson Leakin, 3 for 5 on two-pointers, 2 for 3 from 6, or from deep, excuse me, and 4 for 4 from the free-throw line for 16 points, pair of rebounds, pair of fouls. Camden Partenheimer, 4 for 4 on two-pointers, 6 for 7 from the free-throw line, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 personal fouls. And he's a sophomore. That kid's got some really good hands, and he needs to learn some more, but he'll be really good in 2 years. He's good now. He'll be better next year if he works hard, and get even better if he works hard again. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash Hostetter, 2 for 6 on two-pointers, 1 for 4 from 3 for 7 points, had a rebound, 3 personal fouls. Meyer Robb, 5 for 8 on two-pointers, 2 for 5 from three-point range, 1 for 4 from the free-throw line for 17 points, 4 rebounds. Did not commit a foul tonight. Jack Campbell, 1 for 3 on his three-pointers for 3 points, had 3 rebounds, 3 personal fouls. Grayson Boozy, 1 for 2 from three-point range, 3 points, 4 fouls. Brady Schickle, 4 for 6 on two-pointers, 0 for 1 from 3, 5 for 6 from free-throw line for 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 personal fouls. Ryder Snodgrass, 0 for 2 free throws. Cameron Gray missed a shot, and Reese Harshbarger missed a shot, but that rounds out your scoring. We only had 5 players score, 2 of them in double figures tonight. And, as we said, Bryce Cowers is on injured reserve right now. We hope to see him back as soon as he can get healthy. Friday night, again, game times 5:30 and 7 at Mount Vernon with Southridge coming to town. And then we'll talk about, as the week goes on, we'll talk about the Carmel White County Invitational next week, Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday games. And with that, I'll turn it back to Chris.
Well, I just want to say Friday night, we better get that GoFundMe going for next week.
Yeah, because come Saturday when we're playing.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Playing Mount Carmel, Carmine, that's not going to be the best in the world. But anyway, I'll just turn it back to you and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook, thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and mountvernonradio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.